Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Ernie. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about your attitudes and opinion. Do you have a few minutes to help me? Yes, ma'am.
My opinion about what?
Well, this is actually about empowering women, and we're not going to ask you anything personal, ma'am. Do you have a few minutes to help me out?
Sure.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Now, keep in mind that I'm reading verbatim, okay? Now, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Female, okay. Now, what year of your birth? Just the year.
1975.
1975. Okay, give me one. Okay, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
I'm registered to vote.
Thank you. Are you a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. Now, what is your race? Are you white, black, African American, American Indian, Asian, Pacific
White.
Islander, white? Okay. Now, in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following, the future of the country?
Negative.
Negative. The future of the planet.
Negative.
What about your own future?
Positive.
Thank you so much. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in the election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I'm neutral, maybe five.
A 5. Okay. Now, on the following issues, which three are the most important to you? The first one, immigration, climate change, healthcare, gun violence, racism and discrimination, national security, abortion access, mental health, education, student loans, crime, economic and cost of living.
You named a
What
lot of them. Which one's the
did
most important?
you say? Yeah, for you. Yes, ma'am. All three if you have to.
Healthcare.
Healthcare? Okay.
Mental health.
Okay.
And there's another one that stood out.
You want me to read them
Name.
back to you?
Yeah.
Okay, immigration, climate change, gun violence, racism, discrimination, national security, abortion access, education, student loans, crime, economic, and cost of living.
Cost of living.
Thank you so much. Now, thinking about this chapter of your life, which three of the following do you currently prioritize more? Is it caring for senior family members? Contributing to positive change in your community, hobbies and free time activities, advancing in your career, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, work-life balance, improving or maintaining mental health, economic security and financial independence, your education, improving and maintaining physical health, or having or caring for children.
Career, mental health, and relationships.
Relationship, and you said mental health, right? Thank you. Now, which of the following traits are the most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. The first one, your hobbies or interests, being young, your sexual orientation, being a woman, your spiritual religious belief, your profession, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your personality, being American, your role relationship, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, or friend.
What role is most important to me?
Yes,
I didn't
ma'am.
understand.
Okay, so
Okay,
which of the
being a
traits are,
mother.
okay.
And friends
Friends, okay.
and family. And
So I have your hobbies or interests, being young, your sexual orientation, being a woman, your spiritual
being a
religion,
woman,
being a woman. Okay, one more.
taking care of my family,
Taking care of.
seniors.
Okay, here we go. Being an American member of your ethnic group, your profession, spiritual beliefs. So this one is not there. This one is not there. Your sexual orientation, your spiritual beliefs, your profession, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your personality, being American. American, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel the most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Do you feel anger and frustration, exhaustion, pride, dread, hope, happiness, disappointment, sadness?
The current state, frustration and sadness.
Okay. One more.
I just gave you two.
Oh, two. I'm sorry. Yes, you were right, ma'am. I was so used to that. Three. Okay. Which of the following statement comes closest to your opinion? The first one, statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system would likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
Number 2.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what factors are the most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. The first one, corporate money has too much influence. Number 2, divisions and gridlock between political parties. Number 3, power-hungry politicians seeking control. Number 4, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Number 5, the two-party system. Number 6, a systematic racism. Number 7, too many old white men in power. Number 8, politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. And number 9, none of the above.
I would have to say 2.
2, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 2 more.
Oh, Lord. let's see. The corporate one, what was that, number 3?
Number 1.
Corporate number 1. Mm-hmm. Okay. And something about they're out of touch.
Okay. Politicians out of touch with the daily life of most people?
Yes, that one.
Okay. Now, how much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The first one, the Supreme Court.
A little.
A little? Okay. What about ballot initiatives, like proposed laws that public votes are on directly?
Yeah, a little.
Okay. Your state government.
A lot.
Okay. Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, or coalitions?
How do nonprofits affect my daily living?
That is correct. Your personal life. Yes, ma'am. And does that affect you a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
I have to say a lot. I work for a nonprofit.
Okay.
I'm going to have to say a lot. Yeah.
What about President Biden?
Yeah, he's currently affecting my life a lot.
Okay, your city government?
Yes, a lot.
And Congress?
Yes, a lot.
Okay. Now, you will now hear some brief description of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Now, the first one, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBT plus rights customers and deny them services. Does that motivate you very much, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all?
Motivate me in what way?
And, okay, so the question is, if that affects your motivation to help people enact change through a civic participation, like, if you see that the businesses are, you know, being
discriminatory,
not,
yeah,
right,
that would motivate me for change. Yeah.
Okay. And would that be very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Does that get you very motivated, somewhat motivated, unmotivated, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Does that make you very motivating? Somewhat?
Yeah,
unmotivated?
It does.
Okay.
Very motivated.
And the last one, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Does that get you very motivating? Somewhat. I'm motivating or not at all?
Motivated.
Somewhat.
Very.
Okay, thank you. Now, in your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make change you want to see in the U.S.? The first one, signing a petition. Does that make you very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not at all?
I think it makes you effective. Let's say very. One.
Okay. And what about sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media?
Yes, I think that's very effective.
Okay. Voting in elections?
Very effective.
Volunteering for an advocacy organization?
Somewhat effective.
Okay. Attending a protest?
Somewhat.
Okay. Boycotting a company?
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay. And the last one, contacting or attending an event with your elected representative?
I wouldn't say that's very effective at all.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, we're almost finished with the survey. I want to thank you so much for staying on the line. You're helping me a lot with this. I know your time is very valuable, man. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers that people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections. You may choose up to three. The first one, voting doesn't change things that matter to you. Number two, your mail-in ballot didn't arrive on time. Number three, you did not have time to vote. Number four, there was an intimidating presence at your polling place. Number five, inconvenience like long lines, distant pollings, or ballot drop-off location. Number six, the candidates didn't represent your values. Number seven, you didn't know how or when or to vote or register. Number eight, you didn't know enough about the candidates. Number nine, you didn't think your vote would be counted properly. And number 10, none of the above because you always vote. And the last one, none of the above because you face other obstacles.
Three.
Mm-hmm.
Five.
Mm-hmm.
How many am I supposed to choose?
One more.
Read them again.
Yes, ma'am. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. Your mail and ballot didn't arrive on time. There was an intimidated presence at your polling place. The candidates didn't represent your values. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. You didn't know enough about the candidates, or you didn't think your vote would be counted properly.
Well, didn't know enough about the candidates.
Thank you so much. Now, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like by voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, and et cetera. The first one, young voters turned out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history. And our power is only growing. A millennial and Gen Z Americans will make half of the eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us and our values. So will that make you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
I think a lot more.
Okay. Next one. The federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years. To avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophe warning, we must continue to push measures like this for a liable and sustainable future. Will that make you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot more.
Okay. In 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right of abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that won't accept this attack on the rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Will that make you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot more.
Okay, and the last one, Right now, most of us are struggling with the rising prices and low wages, while the wealthy corporations are making record profits and paying $0 on federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share. Will that make you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot more.
Thank you so much. Now, what are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose up to two. Is it Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, news or information, articles, online, local TV news station, national TV news station, international news outlet, YouTube, Facebook, podcast? Which one?
Facebook and online.
Facebook. And you said online?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, thinking about the content that you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose up to two. Is it shows and movies, science, technology, hobbies, tips or hacks, new current events, business, finance, music, humor, memes, healthy, beauty, self-care, sports, government, or politics?
This one. Okay, go over it again, and I'll stop you if I hear it.
Okay. Shows and movies, science, technology, hobbies, tips, or hacks, news, current events, business, finance, music, humor, memes, healthy, beauty, and self-care, sports, government, politics.
News, current events, and health and beauty.
Health and beauty. Oh, here you go. Okay. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's, okay. Now, do you consider yourself heterosexual, straight, a lesbian or gay, or bisexual or something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married, okay. Are you the parent of, or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
My children are grown.
Okay, thank you. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I don't know. I guess a Republican.
Republican. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Not as strong.
Thank you. Now, how will you describe your employment status right now? Are you working full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-home parent, or a student?
Full-time.
Full-time. Thank you. Now, for who did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Trump.
Trump, okay. Now, last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. The first one, less than $24,999, $25,000 to $34,999, $35,000 to $44,999, $45,000 to $54,999, $55,000 to...
199 made me laugh. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem.
Keep okay. going. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. That was the last question on my survey tonight. I want to thank you so much for helping me out. It means a lot to me and the company. And I hope you have a great
I didn't answer
weekend.
The question. What'd you put down? I didn't answer the question.
Okay. So I have $100,000 to $250,999.
That one.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for helping me tonight, Mel. You're the first person that I spoke to tonight.
Thank you. Good. Okay. Well, I hope you're not up too late doing this.
I am, Mel. I am. All right. Thank you so much.
Good night.
You too.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye.